write you a song that would get you on your feet, that would introduce a rhythm and increase your heartbeat. I set out to write you a song that would carry you on home. That way I could have you when the carnival's long gone. I set out to write you a song, whether it's short, whether it's long, that would make you turn your head and cry for me instead. I set out to write you a song. I wrote you a song. Tell me where you're gone. I set out on the road where St. Christopher did find my salvation of the five and dime. He found it in a novel underneath the shelf aglow with dimming lights of wonder and the prophets whom to know. I set out to write you a song. I wrote you a song. Hope you won't be long. Now I'm no saint and I wear no promise ring, but one thing I can give you is a melody to sing. And if you want to meet me out along the winding coast, you best know it's your good fortune, 'cause it's sure a pretty host. I set out to write you a song. I wrote you a song. Hope it turns you on. Oh, maybe I miss the train. Maybe you're out catching fame. Maybe it's all a bigger plan to get me out of Texas, 'cause the West has left me breathless. I set out to write you a song as the floods carry on, and I say a little prayer for the sweet hereafter. I'll leave you with a chapter, a map and a rapper. As I drove away, I heard the crows stirring up the pasture. I set out to write you a song. Song. Yeah, I set out to write you a song. I'm good enough as gone.
shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it. Well, I met a little girl in a country town. She said, what do you know? Well, that's Slim Harpo. She didn't move her head. She didn't move her hands. She didn't move her lips. She just shake her head. Shake, baby. Do the hip shake, baby. Shake your hips, baby. Shake your hips, baby. Shake your hips, baby. Shake your hips.
I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Oh, good for you!
91.5 WMFO.
I feel happy of myself.
Well, stop it!
Everybody knows you till they don't. Some things you can't see when you stand too close. When you told me you were thinking of leaving, I guess I always thought I could find you hanging out. And I never really saw it until now. You're as close to me as cold in the winter, the family feel of a Sunday dinner, the kind of love where you don't even have to try. I was wasting time in all the wrong places, sifting through a river of faces. I was busy looking at was a feeling of something that I might have missed. And now it's finally coming into view. How there's nothing I can say that you can't see through. And there's nobody that knows me like you do. You're as close to me as a cold in the winter, the family feel of a Sunday. Faces. I was busy looking at the stars in the sky. You were so nearby. And I'm sorry that it took so long to see. It was all there, right in front of me. You're as close to me as a cold in the winter, the family feel of a Sunday. The kind of love where you don't even have to try. I was wasting time in all the wrong places, sifting through a river of faces. I was busy looking at the stars in the sky. You were so nearby. So nearby.
One more time.
One more time.
My new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
He knew exactly what to do.
It's not work. I had no clue what I was doing.
We set up the rocket. Hit ignition. And then?
And then nothing. Sometimes I laugh when I'm frustrated.
Then out of nowhere, the rocket launched into the air.
The rocket did get into the air.
I've never seen anything fly so high.
And then crashed into a kite.
Look out! Look out!
And then the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
Even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
I won't deny that something's wrong, but what it is remains a mystery. The obvious somehow avoids detection, so he's been that way, you see. And though I lack the advantage of perspective and objectivity, I'm beginning to suspect I just might be my own worst enemy. Well, I hit it out for Boston just a kid. It was 1979. I was following my true love, didn't know the trouble I would find. Oh, at the time I used to say, why does it seem that trouble's always finding me? beginning to suspect that even then I was my own worst enemy. Now it's 17 years later, I'm still here, feeling tired, feeling old. I might make it through the month on the money from the guitar I just sold. The finer points of making a living just don't come naturally. I'm beginning to suspect I still might be my own worst enemy. Just fight myself. I'll provide my own opposition. I don't need nobody's help. I sure don't know what's at the core of this masochistic personality, but I'm beginning to suspect I've always been my own worst enemy. Shut up now, I've said enough, that's for damn sure. But just you wait and see, I kick myself as I head out the back door. When I get home, I might as well lock myself up, throw away the key. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy.
I'm not afraid to die. sound set.
Having some radio trouble? WMFO 3 3 1.